I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 558, I Am a Promise. There are certain songs that we just label as kids' songs, songs we all too easily dismiss instead of embrace, and not thinking they might have a message for us, for people of all ages. Songs like Jesus Loves Me, or Jesus Loves the Little Children, or He's Got the Whole World in His Hands, or My God is So Big, So Strong and So Mighty, or Every Move I Make. Okay, one more. This Little Light of Mine. We've been looking at Gaither songs for the past few days and the stories behind them. Let's finish this mini project with a song they wrote for children. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God and to love others. Loving God and loving others means loving kids and sometimes realizing the truth that kids can teach us too. Not just children, but all of us are constantly getting messages about our identity, our value, our worth. If we don't get those messages from the Lord, if we start believing our worth is tied to our looks, our money, our education, our talent, or influence, then we're always going to be living on the corner of crash and burn. The Gaithers help us remember a better, a more Bible narrative about who we are. Give me about five minutes to slow down. Let's dive into this children's song, hear a portion of scripture, ask a great question, pray a thoughtful prayer, and then leave with a little bit of a lift in our step today. The Gaithers wrote and sang, I am a promise. It goes like this. I am a promise. I am a possibility. I am a promise with a capital P. I am a great big bundle of potentiality. And I'm learning to hear God's voice. And I'm trying to make the right choice. I am a promise to be anything God wants me to be. I can go anywhere He wants me to go. I can be anything He wants me to be. I can climb the high mountains. I can cross the white sea. I am a great big promise, you see. Oh yeah, I am a promise. I am a possibility. I am a promise with a capital P. I am a great big bundle of potentiality. As you can imagine, they wrote that song for kids. In the book God Gave the Song, they explain it like this. It was a song to help them realize that they are full of potential and that God has special expectations for them and wants to help them realize them. We wrote it full of big words because children love big words, love to feel them roll around in their mouths and to come spilling out into the air, a complete and formed sound with meaning. But now, they write, we're beginning to wonder if this was just a kid's song after all. They go on to chronicle how young mothers, fathers in dead-end jobs, widows, even nursing home residents, would write to them and say that they're discovering that God still has some promises to keep in the world through their lives, through their prayers, through their ministry of encouragement on the front lines. That's wonderful. Paul wrote to the Colossians, Christ in you, the hope of glory. And you know, that doesn't just apply to kids, but to all God's kids, of all ages, to you and to me. Here's the great question. The Gaithers titled their song, I Am a Promise. As you think about how you view you, how would you honestly finish that sentence today? I am a what? What would you say about yourself? And where do you get that message? Let's pray this prayer adapted from martypaper.com. Father, I thank you that you created our potential. In truth, you're the only one who knows how much we can achieve or who we can become. You know the plans you have for us, plans for good, not for evil, to give us a future and a hope. Our potential, like our lives, is pointed toward you. Whether we're acknowledging it or not, we exist to give you glory. We can't achieve that potential without knowing you. For those who don't see their potential, whose eyes the enemy has blinded, I ask you to grant wisdom and vision. Let them throw off the old and burst forth into the new. Let them push past the pain and pour into the promise. Let each of them, each of us, see you as we press toward our true potential, the mark of our high and holy calling in Christ Jesus, in whose glorious name we pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 559. And in the meantime, if you've got a music source like Spotify or Amazon Music, you might want to download an album of Christian children's songs. Go ahead, do it. Listen to those songs. Maybe sing along. Because kids' songs have a lot to teach us. including the important reminder that I am a promise.